you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often, we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe. And welcome to another episode of the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. I'm just waiting for my guest to check in, but we're going to be talking about pain today on our show. And, you know, I've just got those questions that I just like to ask everybody. It's just like, you know, what is it about pain? It's just like, there's so many aspects to it. There's like the emotional, the mental, the spiritual, and the physical. But also, I think it's multidimensional and it's way back into everything. So let's see something here. I am waiting for my guest and she's calling me right now. So hold on for a second. Good morning.
Good morning, but I don't have my invitation to be your guest.
It was in the original package that I sent you.
Oh. Oh, my God. Okay. I'll look for it in my email.
And just pop on when you can. I'll just do some talking, and then we'll go and get you together. Okay?
Okay. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Bye. All right. Sorry about that, people. But that's Dr. Bertrand, and she's going to be joining us very shortly. And what we're going to talk about today is probably give you a different perspective on pain. What's really amazing about Dr. Bertrand is that she's a medical doctor, Western medicine trained. And what I really love about this woman is that she was a pioneer. She actually went to medical school many, many, many decades ago when maybe she was only one of six women in her class. So she's really a trailblazer and a pioneer. And she has really stepped through, I think, the fire in order to get to where she's at today. Now, what I also want to share with you about her and her background, she has been in a 55-year medical practice, and she really started focusing on treating only those with severe chronic pain. In her words, she says, "I searched for the cause of their pain for new or different ways to treat it." She also says that 80% of those referred to her for intractable pain left her practice with significant relief, most with no pain at all. It also, you know, she also taught them how to prevent their pain from recurring and how they could find relief from their pain if it did reoccur. So for her, she generated lots of research projects, published widely in medical journals, and lectured to other physicians. And seeing how many people suffer and receive inappropriate or ineffective treatments, she prepared a course to teach these new, safe, simple, pain-relieving techniques. There will also be a private recorded question and discussion period for participants after each model. So she has a program that she has put together, and it's actually going to be going live, I believe it's next Wednesday. And she'll talk more about that when she gets there. She's also a published author on Amazon. She wrote Low Back Pain, 3 Steps to Relief in 2 Minutes. And she also sells an all-natural mannitol pain and itch relieving cream called the QR cream, which she tested on 235 patients with 289 different pain conditions. And the average pain relief was 53%, which that's pretty darn good. The average pain relief from narcotics is about 36%, and all other topical pain relievers are below that. So, you know, what is really cool about Dr. Bertrand and her methodology is that I could vouch for this being in healthcare myself. We have, you know, being in surgery, there's been a huge shift in the way we treat pain postoperatively in surgery. We do a lot of blocks now, nerve blocks, versus just giving a lot of, what do you want to call it, narcotics, because we know that narcotics, the long-term effect of narcotics, there's a lot of side effects. Usually, first off, it's like people suffer from constipation because of the narcotics that has a tendency to constipate people. But also, there's a tendency for more narcotics to be used, and whenever there that happens, there's the issue of possible becoming addicted to it. So what's cool about doing alternative things without narcotics is that, and I could speak for the surgery world, is that we have found that when they do blocks, the need for narcotics almost goes down to zero postoperatively, which is pretty darn cool, I think. So I know that Dr. Bertrand is on to something. And the most amazing thing is that once we get her in here, we are going to have more of a conversation with her in regards to that. So let me see if I could do something here to help her. So anyway, I'm doing multitasking now. Not such a good thing sometimes in this day and age, and it's been one of those bumpy rides today. So you know what? Life happens, bumpy rides happen, and you know what? We all got this. So anyway, oh my God. Here we go. So let's see what we got here. I'll start singing la 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 la. Yes, we have a kitty here too. She's going to be talking about pain relief as well. So, all right. I'm sorry for the unorganization today. I apologize profusely. I just sent her the Zoom link. Thank you. You and I are on the same page here. So hopefully she'll get this and hop on soon. Anyway, so let's talk about pain and let's look, you know, dive into like the multi dimensional aspects of that. You know, there's so many, you know, when we think about the physicality of things, it's like the tip of the iceberg. You know, when we talk about the iceberg, you know, is something that you could physically see. Okay, it's above the surface of the water, but what's lurking below the surface is the hidden part of the iceberg, which we have no idea what is about. And underneath that surface, we have, you know, our emotional contributions, our physical manifestations that, you know, also our spiritual connection, what we think about, how we relate to things, and how we've experienced stressful and all situations in our life. That's just lurking underneath the surface of the water. And sometimes when all that stuff gets in one big knot underneath the water, which you can't see, it goes into the physical and it can show up as chronic pain. I am of the belief that when we have pain, it's really a cry for help. It's almost like our body is wanting and needing some love that we're not giving our physical body. It's a part of us that sometimes we have disconnected from because it's so painful and we want to ignore it and, you know, keep it at bay and try to control it. Yet sometimes when we embrace it and just feel what's going on, we are able to shift that as well. And sometimes with, tipping into that and wanting to, look at things from a different perspective, things are never what they seem to be. Okay. That's one thing you could bank on. And I just got word that my guest is here. Yay, Dr. Bertrand. I'm so happy to have you here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hi. Oh my God. We got you on the Zoom here. There you go. Oh my gosh. Thank you for being here. And my apologies for all the hiccups, but we made it. And I introduced you already and told them about your background and how I'm just very impressed with you being the pioneer that you are and where you have been in your career, being a pioneer, a way shower for women coming into Western medicine. So that to me is huge. And I, being in healthcare for well over 50 years, have witnessed that transition as well. And so I am so excited that you're here and you made it. And I really want to take a deep dive into a couple of things because, for you, you've had this 55-year medical career. And, what I want to know is what inspired you to focus, maybe in your last 12 years specifically on helping people with chronic pain. Just share with me about that, because I think that that says volumes right there.
Dolores, after my first pregnancy, I had 39 years of low back pain. And if you look at the IASP, the International Association for the Study of Pain, they say that 90% of low back pain is nonspecific. Okay. It means we don't know.
Exactly. I was just gonna tail end of that. Yeah, that's their wording for, oh, we have no idea. Keep going.
And I tried all the non-specific treatments, believe me, because I know what medications can do to you. I know all their side effects. There's no way I wanted to take medications for my pain. And yet, at times, I couldn't even walk. I couldn't go upstairs. Getting into and out of bed was a terrible ordeal. And so, and all those non-specific treatments were not helping me. Believe me, I tried chiropractors, massage therapists, physiotherapists, acupuncture, cupping, hypnosis, all these things, these non-specific treatments. And I decided I would invent a specific treatment. And then I went into, I know my anatomy, and I knew that most low back pain is not coming from your spine, even though everybody talks about sciatica and spine problems and so on. But remember, we are vertical animals, okay? All the other animals use their forepaws to hold their body, and the spine is horizontal, and then the weight is on the spine. But we're vertical, and our weight is on our pelvic bones, the bones that hold our pelvis, and that weight pushes these bones away from the sacrum, the joint where they attach in the back to the little triangular bone. And so I figured, why is it that we can't, how come that they call this pain nonspecific? Well, it's because our hip joints, and you can feel the pelvic bones, they're right here, just below your waist, and then just below that, you'll feel your hip joints. Your hip joints are inside your pelvic bones. Every step you take jolts that pelvic bone. So the sacroiliac joints, where they attach on the sacrum, is instead of being smooth like every other joint in the body, they're full of bumps and hollows to absorb the shock of every step we take. And because they're so irregular, they can't be seen with X-rays, CT scans, MRIs, or ultrasounds. They're invisible. And if they're invisible, that pain is nonspecific.
Oh my God. And I'm going to just have you pause right here and hold your thought because we're going to our first break on our show. So, everybody, you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I have the pleasure of having my special guest today, Dr. Helene Bertrand. And we're talking about pain. And when we come back, she's going to share more about her journey to get to where she is helping people with chronic pain. So stay tuned, and we'll see you when we come back from our break.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And today I have my very special guest, Dr. Helene Bertrand, who is a Western trained medical doctor. And she's here today to talk about working with chronic pain. And before we went on break, she was sharing her story about having close to what a 35-year history of being in pain yourself. And so just continue on with your story. I know I kind of cut you off there because we had to go on our break, but and I noticed when we were on break, you were standing up doing something with your pelvis and your back. Tell me more about that too, because I'm curious.
Well, the thing is that because those joints are invisible to medical imaging, I had to find a way to see what was happening to those pelvic bones, because I knew that they were the most stressed joints in the body. And so how could I find out if there was a displacement of the pelvic bone? And what I did was I just felt behind my back, and behind your back there's two little bumps. And those two little bumps are where your pelvic bones attach on the sacrum. If the two little bumps are level, you know there's no problem. But if one of them is hurting when you push below it, or if it's out of joint, if it's higher or lower than the other one, then you know for sure that there's a problem with that pelvic bone and that it's either too far forward or too far backwards. That's the only way they can go. And if it's too far forward, all you have to do is push it back using your thigh. If it's too far backwards, you hyperextend your thigh and you pull it forward. And that's how I discovered how to fix the pelvic bones. And 80% of all human beings are going to have low back pain at some point in their life. And when I tested this, I did a research project, and when I tested it on 62 of my low back pain patients who had displaced pelvic bones, 56 of them got up from the 2 minute exercise, the 2 minute lunge that I had them do, with no pain at all. And so, like most people who have low back pain can relieve their own pain with a 2 minute lunge. And that's something that I really want everybody to know. And by the way, I wrote a book about it. It's three steps to relief in 2 minutes, because that's all it takes, 2 minutes. And it's a totally safe exercise. That's why they kicked me out of the Canadian Pain Society, because
I'm laughing because it's like you were onto something and it was going to interfere with what their agenda was, which was counter. Sure.
Well, they want repeat visits. They want to sell medications. I want people to know how to relieve their own pain. Yeah. And then I learned all kinds of other things. Like, for instance, there was this doctor from New Zealand who was injecting people around their nerves with sugar water. Sugar water? Couldn't believe it. But at the end of the webinar, the seminar that he gave that day, he asked if people had severe chronic pain, and 7 people put up their hands. Somebody had migraine headaches. Somebody had pain in the neck. Somebody had shoulder pain. Somebody had knee pain. And he injected the nerves that were supplying these areas with this 5% dextrose solution. And even before the needle was out of the skin, the pain was gone. Wow. So on the Monday, I came back and I started doing that in my office with my patients. But I had a lot of diabetic patients who had peripheral neuropathy. There is no way I was going to put sugar around their nerves, because sugar was what was destroying their nerves. Sure. So I thought, what's close to sugar but doesn't harm the nerves? And I thought, mannitol. Mannitol is a sugar alcohol. It's a sugar molecule with one half of a water molecule attached to it. Mm-hmm. And so I started injecting mannitol around people's nerves, and poof, no pain. And before the needle was out of the skin. So I thought, wow, this is great. And so I started doing that. And by the way, I had a lot of doctors and nurses and physiotherapists and pharmacists come and look at what I was doing, because what I was doing had a lot of success. And one of these people was a pharmacist named Marilyn Kiriazis. And this pharmacist was looking at me and she says, I've never seen pain go away so fast and so completely, but People don't like needles. Why don't we make it into a cream? I said, sure, let's make it into a cream. So we had to try 16 different base creams before we found one that allowed the mannitol to penetrate through the skin and to reach the nerves. And when we found that, I started testing it on my patients for everything from migraine headaches to neck pain to shoulder pain to arthritis in the fingers to arthritis in the knees to painful feet from diabetes and all that stuff. And it was working. Well, the pain relief, what I did was mannitol was being prepared in was being prepared in Marilyn's kitchen, and she was sort of mixing it with the cream. And when she so she would give me these little containers of this mannitol cream, because I mean, hey, it was work for her to do the preparation. So I would give it to my patients with a questionnaire, okay? And it was the date, the time, how bad is your pain from 0 to 10 before? How bad is it 30 minutes later? How long before you start feeling relief? And how long does it last? And I did that for 235 of my patients. Some of them had pain, say, I had headaches and knee pain. So they had two areas of pain that they used the cream for. So I have the database for 289 people who got the cream. And the average pain relief was 53%. Okay, it's not 100%. But the average pain relief from narcotics is 36%. The average pain relief for anti-inflammatory agents like Voltaren and Advil and Naproxen, 23%. The average pain relief for Tylenol is 13%. So 53% is pretty good.
Pretty good, yeah.
And it's so much fun to fix people and to see them. Like my secretary used to give people who had pain, say diabetic peripheral neuropathy with pain on both sides, both feet. She would, they would be waiting for my visit in the waiting room, and she would tell them to put the cream on one side. And then when they came into my office, they said, could we have it for the other side too, please?
That's a great study right there, because you know, you have the two extremities that are, and you know, to me that's a good indicator right there too. My other question to you is that, have you noticed if you were to combine your cream with another, you know, medication, was it very synergistic, or what did you notice?
Well, as I told you before, Dolores, I don't like the medications for pain. I worry about the side effects of medications. And so, and a lot of these side effects can be quite harmful.
Yes.
I mean, you don't want to get people addicted to narcotics.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
You don't want people lose the use of their kidneys because they've used anti-inflammatory agents so much that it destroys their kidneys. You don't want people to lose the use of their livers because Tylenol, if you take too much of it for too long, is going to destroy your livers. Yeah. All these GABA medications, they cause your brain to not work so well. There's all of these medications have side effects. And so I try to essentially teach people how to relieve their own pain without needing other medications. And most of the time it works. So
that sounds perfect to me. And I totally can relate to what you're saying, Dr. Bertrand, because, you know, there's so much out there right now, so many medications, and we don't really know what the true long-term side effects are for many of them. And, you know, unfortunately, the way medications are kind of pumped through in, but it's through Western medicine, it's just like that's their go-to instead of looking at, you know, alternative and possibly things that are controversial to help, because there's no money in that. Right?
Exactly.
And unfortunately, you know, so I'm going to segue to our next break, but when we come back, let's talk about some of your stories that you could share about people's successes with what you've done. And for those who are just tapping in right now, you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and I have my special guest today, Dr. Helene Bertrand, who is a Western medicine trained, but she works with chronic pain patients, and we're delving deeper into the whole issue of chronic pain and her methodology to assist people to have less of that. So stay tuned, and when we come back, we'll share some more.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And today we're talking about chronic pain and how we could learn how to relieve it with a lot of ease and grace with my special guest, Dr. Helene Bertrand, who is a Western medicine trained physician, a trailblazer, and I'm going to say a visionary as far as working with chronic pain patients. So before we went on break, we were talking more about holistic non-medical type of prescription type of medications and how sometimes they're not the best avenue for people because of all the side effects. For someone listening right now who is in pain, what's one thing they can do today to start shifting their experience? What do you think is something that they could do, Dr. Bertrand?
Well, it depends where their pain is. Mm-hmm. And what I would, because if your pain is in your lower back, which a lot of people have low back pain, you could get my book, which will explain to you exactly what you need to do to provide pain relief. If you have, if your pain is, say, migraine headaches, or if you have pain because of arthritis in your knees and so on, you could use my pain cream that you could get on Amazon. It's not difficult. By the way, you can get the book on Amazon too. But what I would like to do is I would like to tell everybody how they can relieve their own pain, and that I'm going to be doing a webinar, a free webinar on how all the ways that people can relieve their pain. And if you look here, you can go to nopain.ca, no-pain.ca. And if you go there, you'll be sent to the webinar. So you can go, and that's going to be on September 24th at 11 a.m. Pacific time. So depending on where you're watching, it could be earlier if you're back east. I live in Vancouver. And then after that webinar on October 8th, I'm going to give a course on how all the different parts of the body can be helped with, for instance, the cream that can actually help calm the nerves that cause migraine headaches or tension headaches, or how it can help with your fingers, or how it can help with your lower back. There's going to be a whole session on how to relieve yourself of low back pain. So that's going to be on October the 8th. But you said you wanted to know about success stories?
Yes. Please share some.
Well, one of my favorites is I was asked, I did this research project and it was published because I was telling you 90% of those who did the 2-minute exercise and had displaced pelvic bones actually got pain-free just from doing the 2-minute exercise. And so there's a group from Kochi, India, that wanted to replicate this research project. So I get to Kochi, India, and the customs officer says, "And why are you here?" And I, I'm here to organize a low back pain research project. "That's a business, and you've got a tourist visa." I said, No. I'm not being paid for this. This is research." "I'm calling my superior." So in comes the chief customs officer. "It's a business." "No, in 2 minutes I can relieve low back pain."
"2 minutes?
"Yes."
"Wait here."
So I'm waiting. He comes back 5 minutes later with this female customs officer dressed in a sari. Do you know how many folds there are in a sari? And he said,
"She's had 15 years of low back pain." I said, but there's 100 people in this room. I can't treat her here. He said, "Oh, there's a little table over in that corner."
So the three of us, we go to the little table. I examine her. Sure enough, her pelvic bones are displaced. Mm-hmm. I give her the 2-minute lunge that I told you about. And by the way, that's what the lunge looks like. So it's not that complicated. Mm-hmm. So she holds it for 2 minutes. stands up, tests her back, and says, "This is a miracle."
That's awesome.
And the chief customs officer said, "Welcome to India."
That's an awesome story. Oh my God.
But unfortunately, that was February 20th, 2020. And the airport was going to close because of COVID.
Oh
And
boy.
I only had a week with these doctors that I was teaching. And when I left, one of the doctors said, "Oh, thank you, Dr. Bertrand. This is the first time we've seen so many low back pain patients leave our office with a big smile on their face."
That's awesome. That's awesome. You know, I have a quick question for you. You know, the tailbone, you know, we don't really talk too much about that in Western medicine at all. But, you know, I know for myself, I fractured that when I was an adolescent. And it actually came up twice by two different intuitives that tapped into my energy field. And they said, you broke your tailbone, which I did. But it's just like, I never realized how significant that was as far as my overall health and well-being. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I used to fix people's tailbones a lot.
Ah.
What I used to do is I used to put them like for a pap smear, you know, and one of those things. And then I put my thumb inside their rectum and I put it all the way till I felt the tailbone. And then I would press down on the tailbone and that would put it back where it belonged. Because when you hurt your tailbone, normally what happens is it flips up. You know, when you fall on your seat, the tailbone is flipped up. So what it needs to do is you need to push it down. And I've taught people how they can relieve their own tailbone pain by putting their thumb in their rectum and going up to their tailbone and pushing it down where it belongs. If they sit on the toilet, they can do that. So you can fix almost any part of the body. Like I gave a talk to doctors from India and Africa on how they can make orthotics to fix things like bow legs or knock knees or painful feet or painful hips or even low back pain, or you know, from too short a foot and so on, too short a leg. And what I did was I taught them how to make orthotics with Kleenex and duct tape. And you can make very functional and very effective orthotics. All you need to know is how to do it. And by the way, when I give that course to people on how they can relieve pain from different parts of their body, I also teach them how to make their own orthotics.
Cool as that. So I'm really intrigued because it's, you know, being Western medicine trained as well, I've witnessed, you know, tremendous interesting things over the last 50 years of my career, and how there's been such a pushback from these methodologies that are so simple and effective, but yet there's, you know, unfortunately we have greed, you know, abuse of power, and a lot of people trying to control, and I call it jockeying for position in order for them to be the top whatever, at the cost of really doing what's right for the patients. So I'm so thrilled that you're offering this course, and it's almost as if it's a breath of fresh air for people to explore that. So we're getting ready for our last break, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. And if you're really enjoying what we're talking about today, I just invite you all to like us leave a review on your favorite listening platform, whether it's YouTube or Apple or any other thing. We have over 350 platforms that we broadcast to. Just let us know what you're thinking and leave a referral, leave a like and subscribe. And when we come back, we'll just talk a little bit more with Dr. Bertrand as to how you could sign up for her upcoming event. So stay tuned, and when we come back, we'll share that information with you.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And today we have been talking about chronic pain and how you could shift that within yourself and heal it with my very special guest, Dr. Helene Bertrand, who is a Western medicine trained physician. And she works with non-pharmaceutical, all-natural modalities, and some of her techniques are so simple and effective that it makes you kind of want to take a second look as to why that is so. And I'm excited because I know you have this course coming up, and just share a little bit more about that and what's the best way people could sign up for that. Because I know there's lots of people who listen to our show that probably are either in chronic pain or know somebody who would benefit from this.
Well, all they need to do is go to go online to nopain.ca, no-pain.ca, and there they'll see the invitation to the webinar, the free webinar that I'm going to be giving. And at the same time, if they want to participate in the course, they go to nopain.ca/course. And if they want to tell their friends about it, because unfortunately for the course, I'm going to be charging. For the webinar, it's free, but the course talks about every different parts of the body. And if they want to attend and not have to pay anything, then they invite somebody else who's going to pay for the course, and they can be affiliates and go in for free, plus make money. So that's something that can help. And if they want to know about how to relieve pain in different parts of their body, they go to qrcream.com, and which is right down here, qrcream.com. And if they go to qrcream.com, there on the front part, there's the image of a human body, a human person. And then there are little numbers. one, two, three, four different parts of the body. And that will tell you what you can do with QR cream, this cream here, or and what you can also do other than that to relieve that pain that you have. So you just click on the number, and that takes you immediately to that part of the body that needs fixing, and the it will tell you all the things you can do that are natural and that you can do for yourself to relieve your own pain. So there are a whole lot of things that you can do, but the course that I give will essentially, I'll be there and I will be talking to all those who participate in the course, and we will be addressing your own particular concerns. So I think it's going to be much more private. I'll be giving copies of the talks, but after the talk, there's going to be an hour of just talking with just a little group that's signed up for the course, and they will know. And they will that is going to be totally private. It's not, there's nothing going to be shared about that.
Got
So
it. Yeah.
the only thing is I'll share what they can find on qrcream.com. But to find the details, that's going to be part of the course. So that's, and they can go there again, https no-pain.ca/course.
Got it.
So if they want, and if they want to be affiliates and tell all their friends about it, as I say, if one of their friends signs up for the course, they're in for free.
Sounds like a plan to me. So, just out of curiosity, what is the price point on the course so people have an idea?
The price is $497 US.
Got it. Okay, thank you very much. And once again, what date is that?
That starts on October the 8th.
And how long of a,
It's going to be a 7-week course.
got it?
And as every week, we're going to talk about different parts of the body so that people can find out how to relieve their foot pain or their migraine headaches or their shoulder pain or their finger pain, or all the different parts of the body are going to be addressed.
Got
And
it.
also how people can hypnotize themselves to relieve their own pain, or how people can change the way they eat to stop inflammation in their body. Or all these things that people should know: how to sleep, how to get to sleep even though you're in pain,
Yeah.
because these are all things that people need to know in order to deal with their pain properly.
I totally agree with you. Yeah.
And in the webinar, I'm going to teach people how to learn how to assess their own pain. So when you have pain, you put your finger somewhere and you have to know what it is you're touching and if it hurts, why it hurts, and then what to do about it. Like most people don't know that your joints are surrounded by a girdle of ligaments.
Yeah.
And the ligaments that are holding your joint are full of nerves. If you close your eyes and you move your fingers, you know exactly what each finger is doing because those nerves are telling your brain what's happening to your fingers. Well, every part of your body has these nerves, especially every joint is surrounded by ligaments that have these nerves. And that's.
And we're going to wrap it up for our show. And thank you, Dr. Bertrand,
thank
for
you for listening
being
to the
part of
Dr.
our
Dolores
show.
Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.